Good morning, this is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how are you?
Trying to do the snow dance.
What? Come on, buddy. Really?
I know. You don't like it.
You know, that goes against my selling philosophy. I mean, my kids like it.
Sorry.
But we have had such a good 2 weeks of people out looking at homes, and it's so nice at 49 degrees to get out of my car and show some homes and look at stuff, and you're gonna bring the snow down on me. I see how it is.
Mm-hmm.
We've got folks with us in studio, Mr. Tom Coyne of Umpqua. Tom, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I, too, have enjoyed the little bit warmer weather. 15 is just a little too cold for me.
You know, and it's not enough that we do the radio show together. We do a lot of loans together. But for some reason, I don't know, call it just coincidence, intervention, how it is, but we have switched from Breyer's Ice Cream at my house to Umpqua.
Oh, yeah? Have you? Okay,
and
good.
I have no idea if that's like something psychological with your influence. But, yeah, the last 2 weeks,
Umpqua has some pretty good ice cream.
So now I've got the loan process, my good friend Tom Coyne, expert lender, and ice cream all covered.
Well, I think I've brought you the Umpqua coffee as well, haven't I?
Yeah, absolutely.
I could bring some more if you're running low.
I think we are definitely covered. So just so you know, you've got great branding there, even all the way to my freezer at the house.
Okay,
so
good.
Appreciate that very much. Well, I tell you what, exciting news. I just want to throw a big shout-out welcome. Because of all the referrals and all of the lead generation systems and stuff we've been working on over the last year, we have two new additions to the Kenmore team. So I would like to welcome, we've got two new fantastic buyer agents. We've got Jessica Hollinsworth has joined the Kenmore team and Sarah Mishila. So welcome to them and their families out to the team, and just really expanding to better serve the needs of the clients out there. It has just been fantastic year, and a lot of that is thanks to our radio listeners that have come in. Also, four calls this week on people that came up, that called me or I saw out at lunch, that are working on their goals from the show.
Oh, awesome.
We did last
that was great
week
to hear.
So I got a kick out of that. I'm glad everybody enjoyed that. And, we've got some big goals for next year. One of those that we're going to talk about today is our Homes for Heroes program. Before we do that, though, we always like to get to our crazy celebrity real estate story. Now, he's been on the show twice already this year for Celebrity Real Estate News, and he's back. Bruce Willis recently finished a remodel, paid almost $9 million for this apartment in New York, and took it back to the studs, completely remodeled it. And it now has it back on the market for $13 million.
Mm-hmm.
You remember a couple of weeks ago, we featured his home in Haley, Idaho. He had like that huge ranch. It was one of my favorites of the year that's gone on the market. It was on the market for $15 million in 2011, but still on the market for $7 million. And he had sold the Beverly Hills house just a year ago, too, for $16.5 million. It said I didn't even know this was possible, but it said it was because him and his wife had recently had a second child. He's still having kids. Right? Same reason that the rest of us, your family grows, changes, whether it's downsizing or upsizing, and it really kind of
only on an entirely different level, though.
Definitely an entirely different level.
He's been in a couple movies.
Yeah, just a couple there. So I think that's possible. So that is our crazy celebrity real estate story, and it's as crazy as I thought it would be. But local story, what we're talking about today, one of the things we talked about last week was goal setting, looking at our numbers, and looking at the goals. And one of the, looking back, one of our highlights for 2014 that really was a game changer for us community-wise, what we could do to help out, is we sat down, and Tom was part of that discussion, and we sat down about 6 months ago, and I said, hey, there is a company that is making big gains in the hero aspect of business, and we're talking about, originally this program was designed for active military and veterans, and that is a program called Homes for Heroes. And we took a look at that and what they were doing, and what this was is this was started as a reaction to the events of 9/11 that took place. And back in Minneapolis, there was a real estate agent back there, and his name was Mark Misek, and Mark said, and his mother was in real estate too, Ruth Johnson, and after 9/11 happened, and he had been so moved by that, what had gone on there, he turned to his mom and said, is there a program out there that helps these heroes, helps these firefighters that went in and did this, and the police officers that were there in the military, helps these people, is there a program that helps these people buy houses? And at that time, back there, they looked around, and there really wasn't. So they went to work on this program. They were a big real estate family back there in Minnesota, and they went to work, came up with the name Homes for Heroes, got that trademarked, and said, what can we do? And they said, you know, what we can do to give back is find a program that directly can rebate to the hero, put money in their pocket at closing, and thank them for their service. And so they started Homes for Heroes, and it's just grown, and it's multiplied and grown, and now they have huge, huge momentum. And so when Tom and I had heard about this, we sat down and said, what's going on with this program? What's it going to cost to do it? And really what it was is it's a program where whether you're selling or buying and you're in our hero category, we go ahead and we direct donate rebate 25% of our commission right back to the hero. And so this was a big deal because it's not, you know, that's a big segment of our population, and that's a big segment of our business. So I had to sit down our whole team because it wasn't a one or maybe or so-so or every so often we'll decide to do it. Mm-hmm. This was a commitment that when those heroes came through our office and when we started advertising for that business, that our entire team had to be on board. So, you know, we had to sit down with Jeremy, Kellen, and Cindy and everybody, and I, you know, had to explain to them that we're going to all take a pay cut to make this program happen on a pretty large basis, and it didn't take 30 seconds from me finishing that program. Tom says, I'm in. This is 100% a great deal. Our whole team was in, and so we launched about 6 months ago. Homes for Heroes in the Tri-Cities.
Well, it's been incredible the amount of traction it's gotten and how many people have said, oh, yeah, I go through the Homes for Heroes program as well, and they go and they register on the website, and it's incredible how many people are sharing this with their friends and family. And, Lance, you know, you give 25% of your guys' commissions up, but my office also gives $500 off of closing costs. And this isn't like a zero-cost loan where we're raising the interest rate to cover that cost. I mean, our branch is taking a true hit of $500 for all of the heroes that qualify for this program. And so it's a tremendous amount of savings.
So I went back and looked, and we're going to run through after the break when we come back. You know, we're going to run through how that, what that looks like on, say, a $250,000 sale or kind of an average sales price in here. But I tell you what, I went back and I tabulated all of the numbers because it was interesting to see how this program is growing nationwide. So I went back and looked, and I said, okay, the final numbers for 2013, I was actually shocked. It was a little bit lower than I thought, but that's because I've been tracking 2014 numbers. So in 2013, across the nation, they saved heroes $2.1 million directly back to heroes. So as of, as I was preparing for this show, I did it on Wednesday. So as of Wednesday of this last week, they had, in 2014, done $7.8 million dollars.
Wow.
Directly back to heroes. And it's because, you know, agents across the country has a lot of momentum right now, have really latched onto this program. Specifically, in our first 6 months, I tallied up our numbers and went through, and we had 25 closed transactions, Homes for Heroes, and we have five or six more pending, and we've saved directly back to Tri-Cities Heroes here $48,000. So we've given $48,000 back this year. And really, we started and signed up. I think you and I did the first radio show about the start and signed up around June. But really didn't get rolling with the advertising and everything until July, August. So one of the things I was looking at is that based upon those numbers that we've done and stuff, we're going to have giving next year of probably in excess, and I've wrote a specific goal for this, in excess of $125,000.
Well, it's an incredible amount of savings. And for those who are listening, this is money that's given directly to you at closing, and you use it to pay for your closing costs. So this is less money coming out of your pocket when you get a house through the Homes for Heroes program.
So we're super excited about that. We've got some more information after the break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about exactly some of the mechanics of the program, who it applies to. There's a couple other categories we have not gotten to mention yet today. Who it applies to, how you can sign up for it, and how we can help you get into the house of your dreams in 2015.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. One of my favorite shows of the year. We're talking about Homes for Heroes program that we brought to the Tri-Cities, exclusive provider of Homes for Heroes here. And what that is a direct program, direct rebate, cash in the pocket of our heroes. So direct towards closing costs, so less money that they have to come in with their loans, with their closing costs at closing. And heroes, as described by our program, we've already talked about, we've got military, active and retired. We've got police officers, firefighters. We've already done, added it up, four hero firefighter closings, which was awesome this year. First responder EMTs, and healthcare workers, so that frontline healthcare workers. And then I left it for last because a big, big important category that we include in this program is teachers. You know, it's most of my entire team has kids, you know, that are in that age where they're at the schools right now, and we have amazing teachers and educators in our area taking care of our kids and doing that. My family, I come from a family of teachers. My mom's still teaching local elementary school. So we include that. We include teachers in the Hero Savings Program, and we've done quite a few this year. So thanks for all the referrals that we've done from teachers this year, and we absolutely love doing that. But usually we need some money to buy the house. And the great part about it is that also Tom came on as a partner to say, yes, I want to be a part of that. Gave up some of his income to make that happen, increased the amount of money that people can get credited to them at closing. So, Tom, what do we need to know about some of the loan programs these heroes end up using and how that works on your side?
Well, you know, Lance, a lot of times with Homes for Heroes, we're going to do a VA loan. So this is going to be your veterans that are out there from military personnel, active or retired. And if you qualify for a VA loan, it's likely going to be your absolute best program that we can get you into. It has some of the lowest rates of any loans that we offer. I wish I could tell you what they are right now, but there's a bunch of rules for that. So call me and we can get you a quote. But VA is a program that gets you in with zero down financing. It's the best zero down loan that's out there. One of the things that makes it so affordable is that there's no monthly mortgage insurance. You might have heard of this as PMI. PMI is a fee you pay when you don't have 20% to put down on most programs. But on VA, you never pay monthly mortgage insurance. What this does is it allows you to buy more of a home with a lower payment. So it's an absolute great program. Now, some people think, I've heard this before, that you can only have one VA loan in your lifetime. Maybe you bought a house 10 years ago with a VA loan. That doesn't mean you can't get another one. We can just get your eligibility restored. We do that all the time. We'd be absolutely happy to help you with that. We go through the VA and get that done for you. Also, I've heard people say that, well, you can only have one VA loan at a time, and I have a house in California. We used to live there, and now it's a rental. If you've relocated, that could be a reason for you to be able to get a second VA loan. So you can have two VA loans at a single time. Now, VA does have a funding fee. It's rolled into your loan. It's dependent on how much you put down. If you put zero down or, say, 5%, if you've used VA or not, or if VA considers you at least 10% disabled. So instead of me rambling on all the scenarios here for the next 5 minutes, call me and I can tell you exactly what your funding fee would be. But again, that's rolled into your loan, so that's certainly not any money out of your pocket. Now, again, very, very, very best zero download you can get. Now, if we're giving you $500 off your closing costs, Lance is giving up 25% of his commission, you may only have to ask for $1,000 or $2,000 from the seller to get all your closing costs paid for and get into home with zero down. And maybe because you're only asking for such a little amount on seller pay closing costs, Lance's team can also help you get the sales price lowered.
And that's what we found happens a lot of times with this program. So that's less money they're financing, less money they're paying interest on. It really works well.
So since we're talking about zero down loans, let's talk about USDA. USDA just rolled out a number of changes on December 1st. And what we're seeing is all good things. There's a lot of lenders who, or I'm sorry, real estate agents in town who they'll hear something from a lender or a loan officer somewhere, and they email me and say, hey, is this true? I hear VA's changing everything, and we got to get this loan done by December 1st, or else we're not going to be able to do it. That's not the case. All the changes that have happened have been for the good. Most of it is on the delivery of loans. After that loan closes, the delivery of the loan to USDA, and then their operational systems. What we're seeing is they're processing loans much, much faster, which is a good thing.
That's a really good thing, because we've had over the years some delayed closings and stuff, and yeah, it's not fun when it gets way out.
So the one thing about USDA that makes it different from other programs is that when the lender goes through the entire process, let's say that takes them 4 weeks, they go through from start to finish, it clears final underwriting with the lender, at that point, that file gets sent to USDA. And then they have to go through their standard process. And Lance, we've both seen it where it takes another 30 days.
Absolutely.
So on a typical transaction where you're closing a month, it could take 2 months for USDA. Things are really speeding up. Hopefully we see that continue. This has only been a couple of weeks since their change. But again, USDA, zero down program. And we talked about it a lot, so I'll touch over it briefly again. This is only in areas that are considered rural. Most people in this area use it out there in West Pasco. So when you're talking about West Pasco, I'm talking about the area in between Road 100 and Road 68 and everything north of the highway out there. Now, when you get east of Road 68, it's going to be everything north of Burden. So that entire area qualifies for USDA. Now, USDA is somewhat considered a need-based program, meaning that if your income dictates that you probably don't need zero down, you're not going to get it. So there's income limits, but they're pretty high. And so we do a lot of USDA loans. And again, do you want to see if this might be something you can qualify for? Based on your income, call me and we can go through it. And this, again, really, really good program. Get you into a house with literally no money out of your pocket at closing. Last one, Home Advantage. I like this program. You can use it anywhere. Now, it's got a little bit higher monthly mortgage insurance for USDA, so this isn't certainly ever our first option that we're going to look at. But when you compare the Home Advantage zero down program to, say, renting, it's still going to be a far better option for you. So if you want to know exactly what you could qualify for, maybe you want a quote, get an idea what interest rates are, feel free to call me anytime. The number at the office, 783-7300.
Absolutely fantastic, Tom. Thanks for working with all of our heroes on those programs. And anybody that's looking to buy or sell in the next couple months should definitely be giving your office a call to check out those programs. Before we wrap up with Homes for Heroes, we always like to get some property in the mix because weather's been great. We've been out there working. We've been super, super busy and really already kind of gearing up with some great inventory that we're going to have ready to go by, I can't believe it, but another couple shows, and we're going to be 2015 and cranking away. So number one, we've got a great listing, 807 Cottonwood Loop. This is a four-bedroom, three-bath home. It's in central Richland, 1,956 square feet. It's got a big kitchen with a dining nook and pantry, formal dining room that opens up to the living room with one of those big masonry fireplaces, master bedroom with a private bath, and then in the lower level, you have a separate family room that has an additional 9x8 nook and a great wood stove. You're getting all of this borders up to a park, Paul Liddell Park, and you have access to it with that nice little gate that they put in the back fence there so the kids can run out right out to the park. You have access to the park. It's fantastic, and that's priced at $220,000.
Wow.
Pick number two, this is a great, great new listing. We got 4620 Arabian Lane, and this is a three-bedroom, three-bath home, and it's out in the West Pasco neighborhood. We were just talking about West Pasco out there. You've got 1,500 square feet. You've got awesome entry, and you've got pergo flooring, big stylish kitchen. You've got granite counters in the kitchen, tile backsplash, tile floors, pantry, breakfast bar, stainless steel appliances. You've got a great master with the walk-in closet and private bath. And then your slider off the dining area, they went out and they did an extended patio with a fire pit. Fully fenced backyard. So you're getting all this. West Pasco, close to everything. $164,900. Three bedroom, three bath home, $164,900. So a great, great prices out there. Pick number three, we're back to Richland. This is North Richland, 2016 newcomer. You've got a three-bedroom, two-bath Rambler basement, so it's 1,536 square feet, hardwood floors on the main level. You've got newer appliances in the kitchen, tile counters and backsplash there, updated cabinets and flooring. The basement's got a bedroom, a family room, and an additional office with the three-quarter bath. A lot of times you find these North Richland homes, basement's not finished, or you don't have the second bath in the basement. This has everything, and it's $137,900.
Hmm.
So hard to find, North Richland, $137,900. Those are some absolutely great, great programs out there. So anybody that is specifically today, we've been talking about our heroes, we've been talking about our hero categories, and we've been talking about the hero closings that we've already had this year. Our goal is to more than double up on our savings that we had last this last year. So in 2014, we're talking roughly $48,000 given directly back to our local heroes, and next year we're going to try to increase that number to $125,000. So it's just absolutely fantastic model, great company to work with, very, very proud to be affiliated with them, and super excited to be helping all of our local heroes. I tell you what, it's just, it's great at closing when they've saved that money, they're in the home of their dreams. And what I found is interesting about helping heroes like this, too, is they have great stories.
Oh, yeah. Yep, you hear a lot.
We're talking about our veterans and our firefighters and our policemen. I mean, I like all of our clients that we work with, but they just have fantastic stories, and you get to know them really well and get to know their families and get to know their crazy schedules when they're working 24 hours in a row. So we love helping heroes out there. We love being a part of that community and doing what we can. I really appreciate Tom and my team and everybody that agreed to do this so that we could make it happen. And like I said, next year our goal is to more than double that amount that we've given back, and I know we're going to do it.
Lance, what's the website people go to if they want to learn more information or register?
It's really easy. It's homesforheroes.com, and that's just all spelled out, HOMESFORHEROES.com, homesforheroes.com. Very simple to sign up, and then you will be assigned directly to Tom and I here in the Tri-Cities area, and we'll start to go to work for you guys. So yeah, if you thought about purchasing or selling in the next couple months or next year in 2015, go to that website, get signed up, and more than anything this time of year and what we've been thinking about is thank you to all of our heroes for the job that they do. And then we want to thank you again by giving you this program. So we'll be right here next week back talking about real estate
on News Talk 870.
the middle of our dreams.